This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Friday, July 22nd. Another cruise line dropped pre-cruise testing on Thursday. Virgin Voyages announced that starting July 24th for European cruises and July 27th for U.S. sailings, it'll no longer require that guests present a negative COVID-19 test to sail. The line is also opening up to 10% of its occupancy to guests that are not vaccinated. Virgin continues to require that at least 90% of its guests on each sailing are vaxxed and is keeping health protocols in place, such as enhanced air purification and sanitization. And the keel was laid for Carnival Cruise Line's third Excel-class ship, Carnival Jubilee, during a ceremony on Thursday at Meyer Werft Shipyard in Germany. President Christine Duffy was joined by other Carnival and shipyard execs to place coins under the keel, including one that depicts Carnival Jubilee and the original MS Jubilee from 1986. Later, those coins will be permanently placed near the ship's mast at the top. Carnival Jubilee is the sister ship to Mardi Gras that debuted last summer, and Carnival Celebration, which is scheduled to launch this fall. Jubilee will sail from Texas next November, operating seven-night Western Caribbean cruises. And finally, Disney Cruise Line has announced its fall 2023 schedule. Disney Dream will spend the beginning of the season departing New York City on 4 to 6 night Bermuda cruises. It'll then move to Port Everglades in November for the Bahamas and the Caribbean, marking the first time Disney has ever sailed from that port. Disney Magic will be on the West Coast next fall, operating Mexican Riviera cruises from San Diego. And down in Port Canaveral, Disney Wish will continue offering 3 and 4 night cruises to Bahamas, while Fantasy continues its schedule of 7 night Caribbean voyages. The cruise line has not yet announced where Disney Wonder will sail next fall. It will spend next summer operating Alaska cruises from Vancouver. And cruise line stocks were down on Thursday. Carnival Corporation down 11.2%, 9.85%. Royal Caribbean down 8.2%, 35.75%. And Norwegian down 7.3%, 12.48%. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. It is Friday and we made it. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have yourself a great weekend.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.